In our society, we don't like to say goodbye. Let me share with you Peter Pan. Peter Pan said, never say goodbye, because goodbye means going away, and going means forgetting. Going from the best of Hollywood to the best of English literature, John Steinbeck describes, and this is really very powerful literature. It's well written. Whether it's MS, that's another story. Steinbeck describes the following. Farewell has a sweet sound of reluctance. In other words, farewell has a sweet component to it. Goodbye is short, final. And look how he describes it. A word with teeth sharp to bite through the string that ties the past to the future. Very poetic. A word with teeth sharp to bite through the string, it bites through the string that ties the past to the future. That's what goodbye does. In our world, in the world of Torah, we say goodbye and hello the same way. It's one word. Shalom. Seischem l'shalom, boachem l'shalom. The Beatles described, you say goodbye, I say hello. As if goodbye and hello are different. Lahavdil elf alfei avdolos. In Torah, goodbye and hello are really the same thing. Shalom. We just add, Seischem l'shalom and boachem l'shalom. But the key word is shalom. What's a source for shalom aleichem? So Gemara in Brachos on Daf Samach Gimel describes that really it was quite a chidush. It starts with Boaz. Boaz says, Hashem imachem, to the Kotzrim, in Megillas Rus that we just read a short while ago, and they respond, Yivarecha Hashem. And the Gemara tells us that that was a chidush, because the name of Hashem is not supposed to be used in vain. Not only is the name of Hashem not supposed to be used in vain, but the name Shalom, which is, on the one hand, the name of a male, it's also the name of Kudsha Brichu itself. You're not supposed to say, says the Gemara, the name of Shalom in a Beis HaMerchatz. The Rokeach writes that our custom to say Shalom Aleichem and Aleichem Shalom comes from that charge of Boaz, where Boaz said, Hashem Imachem. So a couple of questions. Number one is, how is the shame of Shalom the shame of Hashem? What does it tell us about us saying goodbye at the end of the Zman? Why was it that Boaz introduced the idea of Shalom Aleichem in terms of Hashem Imachem? And finally, one last question. What is the connection? What's up with this? You ever notice this? Did you ever think about it? Of course you noticed it. Did you think about this? You know, in Kiddush Levana, you dance around a little at the end, and you say some things three times, and then you turn to one guy and say, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. Where does that, what does that have to do? What does that have to do with Kiddush Levana? What's behind the custom? Three questions. What's the significance of the shame of Hashem and Shalom, and how is that connected to us in the way in which we say goodbye to each other? Question number two is, why was it that Boaz was the one who introduced it? And question number three, what's the connection between Shalom Aleichem and Kiddush Levana? And we're going to see that our perspective, as great as Peter Pan is a little bit different than Peter Pan's. The Maharal writes that the reason why Shalom is a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in contrast to other midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. For example, the Gemara says, Chosomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. The essence of God, the signature of God, could be described as truth. But it's not the name of God. Shalom is the name of God. It becomes the identity of Kudsha Brichu himself. Says the Maharal, the reason for that, he writes this in the beginning of Nesivas Olam, Ki hu yisparach tzuras ha'olam achroina, ubaze mashlim hakol, vizeh vayikra lo Hashem Shalom. Hashem is called Shalom because Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pulls everything together. He is what combines all things in the universe. Ratzalomar ki hu yisparach, the essence of God is He pulls all the powers in the world, koilel hakol, umekasher umaached hakol, v'zeu ha-shalom ba'atzmai. Shalom is about everything working in harmony together. Ein shalom la'arve, there is no shalom for the word arve, or ein melech, excuse me, ein melech la'arve, there's no such thing as a king for locusts, because ribui is the notion of different parts. Arba have the connotation of ribui. A melech is one that pulls everything together. The Sefer HaParades describes that the sphira of Malchus, which was the concluding sphira that we had of Sefiras HaOmer, is the same bechina of Shalom. Malchus is all about Kol HaLakol, we described in the past. Malchus is the kingdom of Kudsh HaBrichu, which is a manifestation of all the spheros that's pulled together. And that's the same Bechina of Shalom. Ein Shalom, Ein Melech La'arve is because Arve represents Ribui. A Melech is Ma'achid HaKol, brings everything together. A true Melech is one who unifies all parts. And of course, the Melech Malchai HaMelechim is that. And that is the shame of Kudsh HaBrichu, not just simply a melech, but b'b'china shalom, he pulls everything together. It's such a powerful thing in terms of the essence of Kudsh HaBrichu. The Rambam writes that the melech of Klal Yisrael, Lahavdil, he has lev kol ha'am. His heart, which is the middle of the body, is the heart of the entire people. Malchus Beis David is not just that we dream about Mashiach, but we dream at a time where the people of Klal Yisrael, where there will be shalom in the world, and everything will be together, everything will be unified. Who's the forefather of Malchus Beis David? Boaz. Rav David Cohn Shlita, a very important Rav in New York, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, used to teach in this room. I was told that he used to tell people if they have shilas in America, should ask Rav David Cohn. I had this chus when I was worked in Hask, that at the time he was the posek achron that we used to ask our shilas to. Rav David Cohn has beautiful drush svarim, and he writes on Megillas Rus, that's why Boaz is the one who introduces Shalom Aleichem. Because he is the forefather of Malchus Yisrael, and Malchus Yisrael represents, Malchus represents the idea of being able to bring all of Klal Yisrael together. And we don't. We're Zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael today, and there are so many different political parties, and until there's Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Beis David more particularly, so then it's very hard to achieve a full Shalom, a full Shleimus. Rav Cohn goes on to suggest, that's the reason why we say Shalom Aleichem during Kiddush Levana. The reason why we say it is because right before we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. And the essence of David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim is the ability for us to see Shalom Aleichem, that there is a potential of Shleimus in all of Klal Yisrael. So Rabosai, the difference between goodbye in the way Peter Pan and John Steinbeck define the word is that goodbye by us is not about separating. Maybe the Beatles are right. You say goodbye, I say hello. What it means is, the idea is that Shalom is all about we never entirely say farewell. In fact, when we say goodbye, when we say Shalom, we're saying let's hold on to the things that once bound us together. That there should be shleimus in where you go. Tseischem l'shalom, you should go to shalom. Shalom is shleimus. Shalom is malchus, where everything is tied together. When you leave Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim which has the source, the root of shleimus to it, Yerushalayim, Malchus Beis David, that reaches its pinnacle with the individual whose name is Shleimoi, complete Shleimus. When you leave Yerushalayim and this Bechina of Malchus of Shlomo HaMelech, then you're not saying goodbye. You're taking it with you. It's not a farewell. Because everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is pulled together. There's no such thing as saying goodbye in the Western definition from the perspective of Torah. So we're begging when we say Tzeischem L'Shalom and Bo'achem L'Shalom, we're begging and we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may we continue to connect the dots. May everything be one Hashlama wherever you go for the next man. You know, they say that there was a fellow who was going out with a girl and he met his potential father-in-law. And he wanted to come here to learn in Kollel in Eretz Yisrael. And this is not a political commentary at all. It's just a pure story. And he says to his father, the potential father-in-law, when he asks him, the father-in-law asks him, what are you going to do to support yourself? So he says, Hashem will provide. And he says, how are you guys going to fly to Israel? Who's going to pay for the tickets? He says, Hashem will provide. He says, you planning to have a car? He said, yes, I'm planning to have a car. He says, how are you going to buy the car? He says, Hashem will provide. So the father-in-law says, I like this guy. He thinks I'm God. But there's a little bit of truth to that terrible joke. And that is, at the end of the day, Shleimus means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything. And therefore, when a person has to leave Yerushalayim, if he's torn away from Yerushalayim, the key is not to say goodbye, but the key is to say Shalom. The key is to be able to be Mashlim Es HaKol. For Bein Azmanim, it's a tremendous opportunity. Here's your opportunity to be able to take all the ideas that you learned in yeshiva and be mashlim them. Make sure that you're able to apply them to all the challenges in life. Let's go a little deeper. Maybe a little bit more. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that Yoshua is like the moon and Moshe Rabbeinu is like the sun. What does it mean that Yoshua is like the moon and Moshe Rabbeinu is the sun? The simple pshat in the Gemara is that Yoshua reflects Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah of Moshe. He reflected it. Rav Kook Zatzal had another idea. Rav Kook said that Yoshua represents the moon because the moon grows and it wanes. The sun is entirely consistent. Moshe Rabbeinu represents Torah. Torah is always with us. Yoshua took us into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael we're sometimes zocha to be close to, and sometimes we have to be far away. Rav Soloveitchik expounded on this idea in a different way. And this gets back to Malchus Beis David and Dovah Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. And Boaz, the one who introduces Shalom Aleichem. There's a famous haftorah that you have that for the Shabbos that's right before Rosh Chodesh. It's called Machar Chodesh. Machar Chodesh describes about Yonasan protecting David from Shaul and ultimately Malchus Beis David flourishing. Why? How is that connected to Rosh Chodesh? So simple pshat is that the first pasuk describes Machar Chodesh. Rav Soloveitchik said it's not just because of those two words. There's something about the story of Yonasan and David that's critical in terms of Rosh Chodesh, and that's why we read it. And the essence of it is that the story of David and Malchus Beis David is one of our Ikare Emuna. We believe that Malchus Beis David will reappear as far as the Knesset seems from Malchus Beis David, and it's very far away from Malchus Beis David, but there one day will be Malchus Beis David in our Tzeinu HaKdosha. And that's one of our Ikare Emuna. That's the connection to Rosh Chodesh, because of course, what does Rosh Chodesh represent? It represents the moon. It celebrates the moon in which there's closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes we're far away. That is the story of Malchus Beis David, and that's our story of connection to Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels near, and sometimes He feels close. That's the essence also of Shalom Aleichem. That's why we're saying Shalom Aleichem. We're saying even when we feel far, even then when we don't see the moon, and the moon seems small, there is shleimus in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this greater and divine picture. And Shalom, we say, maybe and not Hashem Imachem. We don't say the Shem Hashem because Shalom is a hidden name of Kudsha Brichu. It's not Yudke Vavke. It's not Hayoi Viviyah. It's not Elokeinu. But it's an allusion to God even when you don't see Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind every single part of Shleimus in our lives. And that's the deeper connection maybe to Kiddush Levana. And that's why we say Shalom Aleichem. And the reason why Boaz needs to introduce that is because the essence of the story of closeness to God and distance from God is the story of Eretz Yisrael itself. It's the story of Malchus Beis David, which is a story which we're living now, which we hope and we dream is that part of the Levana is seen now, and that in a short time the entire Levana will be seen. In Kenim Advarim, the reason why we say Shalom Aleichem, particularly when we leave Eretz Yisrael, is because we want to say to each other, even when Eretz Yisrael seems far away, it's really, really very close. We don't say goodbye, because we're really, really close to each other, even though we feel far away. That's the Bechina of Shalom. That's the koach of a Jew. That's emunah of a Jew. That still every day gets up and he says, "Ani ma'amin b'emunah shleima b'vias HaMashiach v'af al pi shiyismameh." How many days have Klal Yisrael repeated those words? "V'af al pi shiyismameh im kol ze'achak lo b'chol yom shalom." I believe that he could come today. That's the koach of emunah of Klal Yisrael. That's the koach that we get from the word shalom. So we're not saying goodbye. You know, we never say goodbye. Reminds me of the following joke, that there was a fellow who turns to his wife. He says, "Honey, I want to get you a present for your birthday." He says, "Would you like a really fancy earrings?" He says, "No, it's okay. You already got me fancy earrings. Fancy dress? No. A new car?" He says, "No." She turns to him and she says to him, tragically, she says to him, "I'll tell you what I really want. I really wanted a divorce." So the guy says to her, "says I was hoping for something a little cheaper." So there's some people who never say goodbye because they're cheap. It's a joke. Some people who say goodbye because they're cheap, but we don't say goodbye for another reason, because that's the bechina of shleimus. You know, I always felt uncomfortable. I couldn't put my finger on it until now. And when Talmidim called, Baruch Hashem and the Zchus to keep in touch with Talmidim, and it'd be my pleasure to keep in touch with you as well. My email is easy, it's chaimeisenstein@gmail.com. When Talmidim call, every once in a while, I haven't been in touch for a while, they start off in such beautiful sincerity that with an apology, a long apology. It goes on for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, apologizing that they didn't keep in touch. And it always made me uncomfortable. I couldn't figure out why it made me uncomfortable, because they're sincerely apologizing. And then I realized, you know why it made me uncomfortable? Because I feel like they didn't leave. So 3 years passed. You're still here. I still feel you in the Beis Medrash. Whatever kesher we had, yeah, okay. So for whatever reason, we weren't able to call for 3 years. I have a Rebbe who's sick from Alzheimer's. The Shbaruch Hu should send him a refuah shleima. In my mind, he's still vibrant. He's still alive. In his chiyus ha-Torah, the Alzheimer's doesn't exist. He's still there. That's the koach of Shleimus that Klal Yisrael was given with Kiddush Levana, with the bracha of Shalom Aleichem. We're always here and we're always together with each other. There's never farewell, there's never goodbye. You know what? I did a search. I looked up the root, the etymology of the word goodbye. And I have a tiyufta on John Steinbeck. Remember John Steinbeck's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful description of goodbye? Painful description of goodbye. Let's read his words again. He likes the word farewell better than goodbye. He preferred that we would say farewell. He says farewell has a sweet sound, but goodbye is of reluctance, a sweet sound of reluctance. Goodbye is short and final, a word with teeth sharp to bite through the string that ties past to the future. That was how Steinbeck describes goodbye. So you know where the word goodbye comes from? In the 14th century, goodbye was a totally different word that has evolved. It was God be with ye. I thought goodbye was like, I was trying to figure it out. As I was sitting and preparing to learn with you, I was thinking bye. Ah, a playoff bye. So that, like a gap. So I have a good gap. That's what I thought it was. No! In the 14th century, they were closer to Boaz. And there it was, God be with ye. Hello is a totally different word. Hello means hello, to interrupt somebody when he's doing something. But goodbye, that's really the shame shalom. That's really the shame shalom. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya. To take from Yerushalayim HaKodesh the bechina of shleimus, that we never say goodbye. We don't even say goodbye after 120. There's shleimus in the world. Everything is consistent. And the way we assure ourselves that we don't say goodbye the way John Steinbeck understands the word goodbye is if we do everything we can to hold on to the Bechina of Shleimus and taking every single part that we were Zoche to learn from each other with us. With that, we'll be able to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. With that, we'll be able to really live the meaning of the word goodbye. And Be'ezer Hashem, to see Yerushalayim bibinyana. Yerushalayim bibinyana means Shleimus bibinyana, and everything that the Beis HaMikdash represents. Shalom Aleichem. And may God be with you. The real meaning of goodbye.